a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. We'll have the secretary please call the roll.
Senators Krebs?
Here.
Lucas?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Ewing?
Here.
Valley?
Here. We have a quorum. I would ask that everyone in the audience please turn off your cell phones, and either that or put them on vibrate, please. A courtesy to the people that will be testifying, the people in the audience, the internet, and to the senators in the committee. We should probably look and see if we have a motion for the minutes, shouldn't we? It's been moved by Senator Krebs and seconded by Senator Lucas to approve the minutes as written either in your black books or on the internet. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved as written. And on behalf of the chair, I'd like to welcome everyone here in the room and those of you that are listening in on the internet. Do we have a page here this morning? You just deported our page. All right, so when she comes back, would someone kind of punch me in the side here? Not real hard, but let me know that she's back so we can get her introduced. As you can tell, of you that are on the internet, we use the pages here, and like Senator Krebs says, she's already dispatched her for a job. If there are any handouts, if anyone has any, please give them to the page, and she will distribute them behind the desk. And now that we have a page here, would you step forward and tell us who you are and what you plan on doing with the rest of your life?
Hi, I'm Callie Larson. I'm from Rapid City, and I'm a junior this year, and I want to pursue cultural studies.
Good. Well, thank you for being here, and they are a great value to us. If you're going to testify this morning, please remember to sign in at the podium so the secretary can get your name right. This morning is going to be a little bit different. We will take the first bill, House Bill 1041, and then on Senate Bill 154, I have talked to several parties that are involved in that legislation, and they felt that they really weren't quite ready at this point to testify. They wanted to settle some things prior to testifying, and the chair always feels that if we want to get it in the best form possible, if we're going to consider that legislation. So we're going to defer Senate Bill 154, and we'll announce that at a later time when we'll take that up. The same thing is somewhat true of Senate Bill 170. The sponsor of that bill, Senator Adelstein, came to me this morning and said that he has talked to the Department of Public Safety, and they're working on a deal where we think we might not need further legislation, and the chair here always prefers when we don't have to have legislation if we don't need it. So if they can come to some type of agreement that we don't have to add another law on our books, that would be preferable. So we are going to defer 170 also to a date further in the calendar. If that happens, we will take it up, and if a settlement is made, then we can defer it to the 41st day, or we can take it up if they don't come up with an agreement. So that's what we're going to do with Senate Bill 170. It's a little different, but I always feel that our goal is to solve the problem, and if we can solve it without cluttering up the law books, that's better. With that, I'm going to open up the unless somebody has, anyone on the committee have anything this morning? If not, we will go to opening up public testimony on House Bill 1041. Welcome, Ms. Helmer.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Deb Helmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. You know, it's always dangerous to only have one bill in a committee. And then to say that it's a clarification of the bill makes it even worse, because then it seems to get nitpicked. But anyway, House Bill 1041 is an act to revise certain provisions regarding the purchase price of a rebuilt motor vehicles and to create a motor vehicle excise tax exemption for sales tax paid on parts used in rebuilt motor vehicles and vehicles manufactured by individuals. The bill actually does three things. It revises certain provisions regarding the purchase price. Currently, today, we do grant, if somebody's bought an engine and paid sales tax on that engine, we grant them reciprocity against the motor vehicle excise tax. So, for example, if you have a rebuilt motor vehicle that you're taking major component parts, those are usually your serial numbered parts, from several different vehicles, say a cab from one vehicle and a motor vehicle and frame from another, that are used to rebuild a vehicle that an individual then needs to get titled and gets an assigned serial number from the department. So these are ones that they're taking a cab from one that has the serial number on the cab, and they're adding a frame or an engine and a transmission and stuff to that unit, then we will give them what we call a South Dakota assigned serial number, because that cab number, it's really probably the death of the vehicle, that VIN number, that particular VIN number. This bill merely clarifies that the department will not assess excise tax on any part used to complete the vehicle if sales tax has already been paid. So we grant them reciprocity if they paid sales tax on the part, and then we only assess them on the difference of that. But there is a caveat that they have to do it within 5 years of the purchase of the part. So we felt that 5 years was long enough. This really came as kind of a cleanup. If you remember last year, there was a bill in on aircraft, where people were buying parts to build aircraft, and they were subject to, the parts were subject to sales and use tax, and then when they go to register it with the Department of Transportation, they're subject to a 3% aeronautics tax, and there's no granting of reciprocity there. Well, we did grant reciprocity for those types of taxes, and so we just went in and clarified our section. There was supposed to be a corresponding bill this year. I don't think it was dropped. But I believe the department will come back next year with a bill to clarify that as well. We think it's a fair and equitable way to handle these, and we would ask for your support on House Bill 1041. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1041? Any other proponents? I think at this point we will take opponents. Are there any opponents of Bill 1041? Any opponents? Last call for opponents of 1041. We will go to questions. Questions by the committee. Senator Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since we got just this one bill, let's have a little history lesson.
Okay.
Where the excise tax goes, because that doesn't go to the same place that sales tax does, obviously, and what the total impact, I'm sure it's not much, what that would be.
Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Thank you, Senator Lucas. You're absolutely correct. It's not that much of an impact. We don't, with the aeronautics, they are going to track that, because they're going to give credit to the Aeronautics Commission. So there'll be some transfers that are done in that. In this particular one, we do have and can track the sales tax that's paid. We don't do the transfer because it is so small in number of transactions that we have where people pay sales tax on those parts. So I hope that answers your question. I can't give you a definite dollar figure right now.
Further questions by the committee? Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just got to do this. In a philosophical sense, is this to make it easier for tracking, because it's just a lot of trouble to try to keep track of all these parts, or is it to decrease the tax and make it better business-wise for the people that are involved? And can you put this in layman's terms, in other words?
Sure. Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome.
Mr.
Go ahead.
Chairman, thank you, Senator Monroe. It really is to make it easier. It's really more equitable, and we have always granted that credit, but it wasn't spelled out in the statute. So that's one reason we went in to clean this up, was because we wanted to make sure that people knew that they would receive credit if they paid sales tax on those parts. They might buy I'll give you an example. They might buy a kit car from someplace in California. And they maybe have paid the sales tax on that in California because it's not considered a motor vehicle, but it's just a kit that they purchased. So we really grant them reciprocity on that today. If they've paid it in California, then we grant reciprocity here. And we have a statute that addresses that. So.
Go ahead, Senator Amdahl.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Deb, I was wondering when... You say they use different parts. Like if they have a cab number, they tie that to the VIN number with the title, or how do they work that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Amdahl, if you look in the cab of your vehicle, there is a VIN number on the dash. That is your vehicle identification number that's tied to your title. Then there's also that is tied to the chassis. There's a confidential VINs on the chassis and within the vehicle. And God help me, I don't know where all of them are at, nor do I want to. but there's confidential VINs on there that tell us that was all part of one vehicle. So when you take that VIN, or when you take and you just have that cab and you put it on a different chassis, then we need to give it an assigned serial number so that law enforcement, if that vehicle's ever stopped or inspected, and it happens a lot with motorcycles, not so much with vehicles, but if that's ever inspected, they can go back and look at actual documentation to see where those parts were purchased from. So if there is stolen parts on it, that's an indication that they need to maybe do a little further investigation. So it's really just a mechanism to... it is some tracking, but it is to make it easier for our taxpayers. But it's to eliminate or reduce, hopefully, fraud with those. So,
I have one question. When you look at that VIN number that's right there at the base of your windshield, let's say I've got a car that they did take the cab off and put it on a different frame. Somebody looks at that VIN number. In the system, then, when you put in that VIN number, it then will go to a serial number that's been issued by the state of South Dakota. So as a rebuilder, I turn in that VIN number, get a state number, and now anytime that VIN number is pulled up, it goes to that different serial number that's been given by the state of South Dakota. Am I somewhere in the ballpark there?
Mr. Chairman, yes, you are. We actually put the assigned VIN number on the door frame, so it's on the inside of the door frame. We can't put it on the dash of the vehicle because of the riveting, but we do put the assigned serial numbers on the inside of the doors, I believe, so that they can be tracked.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no further questions... and no need for rebuttal. We'll close to public testimony and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Second.
And moved by Senator Monroe, seconded by Senator Krebs for due pass. Is there a discussion on that motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's a good bill. I think it's going to make it easier for everybody. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Senator Amdahl.
Yeah, I think it sounds like a good way to go. If it doesn't lose any revenues off it, I'm all for it.
Okay, any further discussion? If there's no further discussion, we'll have the secretary call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Senators Krebs?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye. House Bill 1041 has received a unanimous vote of the committee and will move to the floor on the debate calendar. there's no other motions. Yes. It's been moved by Senator Krebs to put it on the consent calendar. Is there a, and there's a second by Senator Ewing. Any discussion? If not, we'll take a vote on. Well, no, I don't think we need a vote on that. We just say, yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. That's what I need to listen for. There are no nays. It will go to the floor on the consent calendar. Okay, we have one other piece of business where we have the, there was another proposed piece of legislation by the Safe Teen Safety Task Force that they want to have introduced.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to introduce at the request of the Task Force on Teen Driving Safety the following bill, an act to establish a statewide driver education program.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
And seconded by Senator Amdahl to introduce the bill, which is an act to establish a statewide driver education program, to be able to put that in the hopper. Short discussion here on my part. I want everyone to understand this does not mean you're voting for or against this bill. This just allows it to be dropped in the hopper. It's no different than a bill that's been brought by an agency. And today is the last day this can be done because it's got to be dropped in the hopper by noon tomorrow. You get one extra day if a committee gets one extra day over the individual senators. So we need to drop that in the hopper today. So those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senators Kraft?
Aye.
Lucas?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Botten?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Sally?
Aye. The task force bill will be dropped in the hopper today. It is passed to have that be a committee bill. Any further business of the committee? If there's been moved by Senator Lucas that we adjourn, is there a second? Then seconded by, was that Senator Otten? I didn't hear over. Okay, Senator Otten. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.